This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
On the line, we have Joshua Meadows from GX Australia in Sydney and Sydney Gamers. He's going to chat to us about what's going to be happening at PAX, and also the future is looking very bright for GX Australia. It's first of its kind coming up next year in 2016. Yay, it's good to hear you. Joshua, hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. All right, so Joshua, we have spoken to you before quite a number of months ago, I think, February or March or something, earlier the year, about GX Australia, when you and Liam first launched it out there, letting people know that it's happening.
Yeah, it's been a little while now.
Yeah, so where are we up to at the moment? I mean, can you just remind people what GX Australia is about?
So GX Australia is going to be the Australian version of GamerAt in San Francisco, which some people here are hopefully familiar with. We're working with the people behind GamerX in the US to bring it over to Australia, and we're going to be doing that in February next year.
Yeah, cool. So the drivers there is certainly, is the crowdfunding happening?
We are going to be doing that next week with every factor willing. We've filmed the Kickstarter video, basically just getting all the little Lego pieces together and then submitting it off to Kickstarter themselves. So with any luck, it'll be ready just in time for PAX.
Yay. Excellent, because yes, PAX is coming up 30th to the 1st of November, 30th of October.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, to get that right. A lot is happening. Now, you're part of Sydney Gamers, one of the hosts or producers and creators of that. Yeah, tell us what that is about, and why is it that GX is going to be at Sydney? Because I know a few Melbourne people are scratching their heads going, hey, why Sydney?
Yeah, the decision to pick which city to put it in, that's always a hard one. Liam and I were initially looking at what to do. The gamer community here in Sydney itself is just, it's pretty amazing. We've got, in Sydney Gamers alone, 1,600 members now. We're one of the largest LGBT/queer video game groups in the world. We're definitely the biggest in Australia itself. So after we were looking at everything and looking at, you know, host options, where people can come, we figured Mardi Gras next year is a really good time to glue it, since you're going to get all of the international traffic in addition to people who are already living in Sydney, because we've got such a, you know, a pretty amazing crowd of people who attend City Gamer events already.
Yeah, no, good point. Now, for people who don't realise or think, or have, maybe they haven't thought about it, why is it important to have specifically a queer and LGBTIQ gamers convention? What's the importance of that?
My personal feeling on a lot of these issues is that, you know, GamerX has done really hard to differentiate itself from being just, you know, a gay convention. That was certainly, I mean, the pun gamer is just too hard to pass up. But the unfortunate reality of that is that it makes it sound like it's a group for just gaming alone. So that's why they've rebranded as GX instead. And that's kind of the same philosophy that Liam and I have had with GX Australia, that we wanted to be less of a... It does have a queer focus, but we think that that's such a big umbrella that it encompasses everybody from, you know, people who are, you know, traditionally gay, lesbian, to people who are gender fluid, or, you know, just the sexuality aspect doesn't even play into it. People who have disabilities, people of color, you know, anyone who ever has felt marginalized in video games themselves, we want to make sure that they've got a space to, you know, feel cool in, be able to express themselves and have a good time. The unfortunate reality is the gaming industry, it's gotten quite a lot better, certainly in the last few years, but it's always been something that's kind of ostracized anybody who's a little bit of an outlier. And we want to make sure that they've got a space that they can, you know, come and enjoy themselves, whether they like video games or, you know, tabletop, board games, you know, card games, just comic books, any science fiction movies, anything that, you know, has ever made you feel a little bit weird compared to other people that you go to school with, live with, work with. We want to make sure that they've got somewhere that they can actually feel that they belong in.
Cool, very cool. Well, I think it's required myself. You know, Queer Geeks of Oz has been doing a little bit of that here in Melbourne as often as we can, whichever convention will take us. And we'll be at PAX on the 31st, the Saturday coming up. So I hope we see you there, Joshua.
Yeah, definitely. Sydney Gamers is going to be in the Diversity Lounge. I think I heard you mention that we're also got a joint booth with Melbourne Gamers, so we're looking forward to being there. This is our second year in the Diversity Lounge, so we're excited about that as well.
Yeah. Now, where can people find out more about GX Australia?
GXAustralia.com. We also are pretty active on Facebook and Twitter. Just look up GX on either of those. Yeah, we're hoping to get the Kickstarter going pretty soon, basically just waiting for Kickstarter themselves to approve it at this point.
Oh, good. Oh, well, you'll be excited. Let's hope it all happens at
once.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's excellent. Well, I want to thank you for chatting to us just briefly here today, Joshua Meadows from GX Australia in Sydney. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with Sydney Gamers, and we'll see you at PAX next weekend, you and Liam Esler.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Thanks again for chatting. Take care. Bye-bye.
Queer Geeks of Oz brings you PAX. October 30 to November 1. Get your geek on, queers. It's a panel about video games, fun and games, women and games, and representation.
And
much, much more.
With Dillstick,
Sonia,
The Screamer,
Lauren Stardust,
and more.
Only at PAX 2015 in Melbourne Town.
At the Melbourne Exhibition Centre. Be sure to catch the Queer Geeks of Oz panel on Saturday, October 31st, 2 p.m. at PAX. Go to paxaustralia.com.au. Look for Queer Geeks of Oz on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Queer Geeks of Oz. Catch you at PAX.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi and scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.